On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, I hope you enjoyed hearing from Chuck Harper. Always great to get an update from the ministry at Across Nations. AcrossNations.cc, if you missed it. This next couple of segments, listen, I'm on cruise control. I've got two experts in studio with me. Jim Williams, who's a host of ABQ Connect, typically on Mondays, but other days as well from time to time. And we lean on him for so much information. Jim's been busy up at the Roundhouse in the past week, it started January 20th, so things they're well underway. And I mentioned to you earlier today to make sure you're tuned in to get an update from New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody Hendricks is here. So both of you, thanks for taking the time to hang out.
Love to be here.
Yes, thank you so much.
Now, Jody, we wanted to call attention to the website as we typically do, but we're going to be spending some time there today.
Yes.
Specifically in the Action Center, go to NMFAM, that's New Mexico Family Action Movement, so NMFAM.org. And then at the top of the page, just click on Action Center. And it's typically here that you'll find, especially with the session, in session,
yes.
There's SBs and HBs, various numbers that are going to get maybe the most attention from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And actually, before we jump onto the first one, why these ones find their way onto your website as opposed to maybe some other ones?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it all comes back to really our mission. So New Mexico FAM exists really to defend biblical values in the public square. So we want to make sure that we are standing firm, taking action, and giving a voice to our biblical values in policy. We do that directly in the legislative process. We want to strengthen families across New Mexico so that they can live out the plan that God has for them, truly. And so we look through a specific lens when we're looking at the policy to get involved with, and we ask ourselves the question, does this help families thrive? And does it help them to live in the way that God has called them to live? And so what does that mean to thrive? Thriving in God's word, thriving economically, thriving in our biblical values, our principles, and all of that reflected in the laws that we follow, that we have to submit to. And so this particular session is a 30-day session, which means it's budgetary. So a lot of times people of faith will think, there's not going to be much for us to get involved in, because they're thinking life bills, or they're thinking specific to some of our values that we really highlight: religious freedom, life, families, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That we don't normally see in a 30-day session. But I want to call that out and say, no, don't disengage, because there are a lot of bills that are going through the 30-day session that really do come down to a thriving family. And so this year we have our priorities organized by three different categories. If a bill fits into that category, we consider it a priority to focus on and to activate you on as well. So our priorities for this session are education, family health care, and fiscal responsibility and accountability. Now, when we're looking at education, that's going to be anything happening in the education system, okay? So our library issue will come to that. Our curriculum issues will come to that. Our school choice, educational freedom will come into that. What our kids are being taught, the parents' ability to be involved and get transparency, that's all going to be in that education category. Then our family healthcare category. Obviously, we need good health care in New Mexico for families to thrive. We need doctors staying in New Mexico. We need families having the ability to get involved in their care and have choices that they can make to determine their care, parents determining care for their kids, for elderly, you name it. We need the freedom to do that. And right now, the New Mexico system is so broken and it is so taxed that we're seeing doctors flee the state. That's not going to help families. That's going to limit the choices that they have in in medical decisions. So we're focusing there. Then finally, our fiscal responsibility and accountability, because we want to make sure that our tax dollars are being spent responsibly, but that also there's accountability in a lot of these programs we have going on in New Mexico. And so when it comes to those categories, we're looking at the family and how they're affected when our economy is suffering. Sometimes people of faith will think, but why should I get involved in that? That's not a faith issue. But you have to consider the trickle effect of how these types of economic bills affect the family unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's happening? Is it incentivizing marriage or is it incentivizing broken homes because mom or dad by themselves can get more tax breaks, right? So that's a family issue. That's a biblical issue there. We look at life. Well, is a mom more likely to choose abortion because she can't afford a child because the economy is so horrible? Or is she more likely to choose life? What do you think? When we focus on our economy and the bills that are going to have that kind of negative effect on the family, it really does trickle down to a lot of our biblical issues. And that's why we've chosen to get involved.
Well, the first Senate bill we want to talk about, SB 18, falls under that fiscal responsibility and accountability. And we've often on this show, whether it's Jim or I hosting, have brought up the over $60 billion surplus that our state enjoys. Actually, you know, that's debatable too. That's a whole nother conversation where that money should be going. Why is it sitting where it's sitting? However, you know, if that gas and oil that really feeds that surplus is attacked, it's going to be an issue. Now, I'm not prepared to talk to this. I'm going to throw it to you, Jody and Jim, on SB 18 and really why New Mexico Family Action Movement opposes this bill.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the bill itself. It's labeled the Clear Horizons Bill. This is a bill that is specifically attacking the New Mexico oil and gas industry. The New Mexico oil and gas industry brings in 50% of our state budget. What do you think that's paying for? It's paying for our schools, our education. It's paying for our so many different things.
It's supposed
paying
to be
for safety, infrastructure. It's paying for so many things that families rely on. Okay. Yet this bill is going to attack that industry by overregulation, regulations that are really unnecessary and they're just not feasible. They're going to bring high costs to our producers. They're going to cap producers in ways that it's going to limit the amount of energy that New Mexico is creating itself. But guess what? We still need the same amount of energy. So all it's going to do is make New Mexico taxpayer dollars go to other states to buy that energy.
Yeah.
It's not saving us emissions or anything helpful for the environment because all it's going to do is push that production to other states. In the meantime, really crippling the economy of New Mexico because we will no longer have the same amount of income from that industry that we're used to or that we need. And so when we look at this and the trickle-down effect, we believe that affects the family. Your energy bill is going to go up. Your groceries are going to go up. This is going to affect our farmers and our ranchers because production is going to be more expensive for them to be able to support.
It's going to affect everybody.
It
I mean,
really
business
is.
Owners, everybody. It's going to increase the cost for everyone. But Jim, I'm interested. I don't know how much you've already looked
Steve,
into SB.
It comes down to some fundamental things. Like, for example, you probably heard 4 or 5 years ago, maybe longer, that cows and cattle farmers or cattle ranchers were contributing to greenhouse gases because of the gas coming from all of their cattle.
Right.
Well, I mean, you can't get more ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. And, you know, there's evidence that shows that all the discussion about the greenhouse gases and global warming, I'm going to say it this way. Christian people, I think.
By the way, their words have changed. It's climate change.
Yeah.
Because well, sometimes it's getting colder.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And the truth is that as a Christian person, you want to take care of our state and our world probably more than anybody else.
Right.
Because you appreciate that this is God created.
Yes.
It's beautiful and spectacular, and we're responsible to take care of it.
That's right. We're supposed to be stewards of it.
Exactly. And so, you know, it comes down to there's a huge amount of environmental lobbying. Follow the money.
Mm.
All this money gets funneled into all these different things. And really, what are they doing? All they're really doing is causing economic hardship. So that's why I appreciate what you're doing, Jody.
Well, thank you.
Because you're fighting against those very people that are lobbying for all of this extra stuff
now,
we don't need.
I haven't looked into SB 18 and what the, you know what Clear Horizon, you know what they want.
Can I read it to you?
Well, it's here. It's actually on the website at nmfam.org. But what I wanted to say, because we've become aware of things like mandated e-cars and you know, oh, windmills do great things, or you know what have you, and really when you figure out what those things really do for our environment, they aren't necessarily better and greener.
Steve, the carbon footprint of putting together an electric car, just to manufacture it, exceeds what you'd get
out of a typical gas
car.
This is what I'm talking about. And I haven't looked into enough of their concerns that, you know, hey, some of what you're concerned about, the direction you want to go, you know, I don't know that it won't cause more harm. In addition to reducing the amount of money that's coming into our state budget.
Right. There's really no benefit to this bill whatsoever. And when you look at it, you know, some of the people in the industry are saying, first of all, we're already taking safeguards. Technology is improving and changing. So many things have been changing and are continuing to change that allow them to already put safeguards into place to be conscientious, mindful of the environment.
Yeah.
This bill puts regulations that are really impossible. I think it's something like 100% emissions free completely by 2050 or something like that. And some of the people in the industry are like, that's just incredibly impossible. The physics, the math, it doesn't work. So you can't legislate these kinds of things into being when reality shows this isn't going to do what you think it's going to do. But what it is going to do is affect the economy in New Mexico.
Yeah. Hey, we have more to talk about. We're up against the break. I want to take a quick break. We'll regather and bring back some more information, which, by the way, again, go to nmfam.org, click on the Action Center, scroll down to where you get to the fiscal responsibility and accountability portion of that, and where it says oppose SB 18 Clear Horizons. But it goes into specific reasons why the New Mexico Family Action Movement is encouraging you to do that. And there is a way for you to take action. We'll talk about that a little bit as well when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. A guest in studio, Jim Williams, host of ABQ Connect, along with me from, you know, we kind of split, we divvy up the tasks and get this handled together. And Jody Hendricks from the New Mexico Family Action Movement, talking about some of the things going on in the Roundhouse. We're on the Action Center at nmfam.org. At the top of the page, click Action Center. And we were mentioning SB 18. Before we move on to a look at HB 65, Jim, you had mentioned, I don't know how fast you can bring it up. You know, obviously not the whole bill, but just in general.
My point was mainly going to be is they make all of these environmental claims that really don't have a scientific basis.
Yeah.
We know how to take care of our environment. Not only as Christians, but just as people, New Mexicans, who enjoy the beautiful outdoors. Jody, my question for you is, this is obviously a great resource, nmfam.org, and people can go on there, and here's my question. If they go onto your website and they get this information, does it help to actually use your site to contact their legislators? Does that actually work and influence people?
I am so glad you asked, because yes, it does. I know when you click on that little action button and then you fill out the information and you say, yes, send an email to these senators, you kind of feel like, okay, well, what comes of that? So I want to tell you, specifically last year's session, every legislator you ask will tell you the reason we defeated so many bad bills was because of the public voice, was because of those messages being sent. Now, our Action Center gives you the option to send an email. It also gives you the option to send a video where you can just use your phone, record it like a selfie style to say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I want to tell you to please vote no on this, or please support this, depending on what bill it is, and this is why. And then you can send that video as well.
And the email, I should say, although there's a email there that would probably speak to what you want to say, that is completely editable as well.
Yes.
So you can make it your voice in the email that you're
that's
sending.
Right.
But in 2 minutes, if you read through and you go, no, that's good, and send it, you can accomplish a lot in a little bit of time.
You
and
truly
does it actually
can.
Identify your representatives too, so you don't have to like look that up?
It depends on where we have directed that action item. So a lot of times we will direct and target the legislators who are about to see it in their committee.
Mm.
Because honestly, if your legislator for your area isn't on any of those committees that the bill is going to go through, there's really no reason yet to be sending them a million emails. Whereas when you're sending those messages targeted directly to the senators or the representatives that are going to have a say in their committee, that's where we have the opportunity to really make a difference. Mm. Now, specifically, this session on this bill, Senate Bill 18, it was on the schedule for Tuesday this week in Senate Conservation. They didn't have time, so it got pushed to Thursday, which is this morning. And in between, since Monday night through this morning, each individual senator on that committee has received over 200 emails each just from our Action Center. That doesn't include everybody else's, every other organization that's doing this as well.
Yeah.
So just from us, over 1,800 emails have been sent. So those legislators are starting to see it. Well, because of this pressure, our Republican senators were able to push that bill off the agenda today. So now it's pushed to next Tuesday.
Good.
So that gives us even more time. The more pressure we put on them, the more likely we are to see the positive outcome we want to see.
Okay, now we got about 6 minutes, so I want to make sure, Jody, you have a chance to walk through probably about 2-3 minutes on each one. The next House bill, HB 65, CYFD stabilization program. What's going on? And actually, I'll say this, not an action button yet, but it's coming.
It is coming. Actually, it should be coming today. And I'll talk about HB 65 and HB 76 together. Those ones you're going to see back to back in that fiscal responsibility and accountability section. They are companion bills. So what we're doing is we're really looking at CYFD. We're looking at a lot of the issues we have with placement of kids. One bill, HB 65, really focuses on we need to have the correct and plentiful locations to place children in. That's not just foster homes. That is facilities. If it's a high needs child, we need to make sure that we have the right flow of system. HB 76 is also going to focus on that alternative placement for youth in custody. So together, these bills really work in tandem. One is saying, hey, let's fix the flow of kids. And then one is saying, let's fix where they're placed.
Because they've been sleeping in CYFD offices.
They have.
Which is just terrible.
And since they're not supposed to be doing that, right? Mm. So what happens, our New Mexico youth that have somehow ended up in the system are getting shipped to other states. So we have a lot more trauma happening and introduced here. We have a lot more unsettling situations for these kiddos that really need to be able to find some security. And so these bills work together.
Jody, would you call out Christians that should be foster caring for
absolutely,
these kids?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, if we had enough people taking care of these kids, this would not be an issue.
Yes, and I believe 100% the church is the answer to New Mexico's foster problem right now, the lack of homes per kids that we have. Mm. If the church were just to step up and say, hey, I'm willing to take a child, I'm willing to take a child.
Let me say this to the church. If you're hearing this and thinking, I've got a lot of questions. Let me give you a resource, okay? Call Calvary Church at 344-0880. Ask for Pastor Clay Schroff, and Clay will walk you through, the questions, get you the answers to the questions that you have as a Christian that you have interest in not only foster care, but respite care is another big need for those already stepping up to the challenge of foster care. So that phone number again is 344-0880. Doesn't matter if you go to Calvary or some other church or no church. If you want to find out more, that's really Clay's bailiwick. So 344-0880, ask for Pastor Clay when it comes to any questions about foster care, respite care, adoption.
Yes, that's great. And these bills, taking action on them, those action items will be there today. The exciting thing is HB 76 has already passed its first committee, which is huge. It's exciting. It's fantastic. It's gaining momentum. And HB 65 will hopefully be right behind it.
Jody, we got a couple of minutes. I want to make sure people know about a new resource you've made on the Action Center. I'm going to just throw it to you so you can explain what they'll find.
Absolutely. So we have these bills where you can take action on them, and we give you the synopsis, but we don't want you to just trust us. If you want to learn more about those bills, we have created a tool for you to be able to look at what the bill actually says, what it does. We have taken those bills, broken them down, simplified them so it's simple language so that you can read what the bill actually does, how it affects the family, ways to talk about it with others, considering opposition arguments and how you might respond, socials and email information messaging tools for you if you want to try to activate other people. So we have created those New Mexico FAM legislative guides that are bill specific so you can understand the bill better. But we have also created the New Mexico FAM guide to testimonies for each one of those bills. So if you feel moved, which I ask you to truly do and truly consider, give public testimony on these bills. If you're interested in public testimony, find the bill that you're interested in, pull up that document. It's going to tell you the talking points to focus on. It's going to tell you what to be prepared for, what you should avoid in testimony. And it's even going to give you some sample testimonies that you could even just read straight from that page if that's what makes you feel comfortable. But when you are interested in public testimony, feel free to reach out to New Mexico FAM and we'll let you know when that bill is scheduled and when you'll need to either show up on Zoom or in person to give that testimony.
The website's nmfam.org. I want to say this real quick, and I'll throw it back to both of you, time permitting. April 28th is a pastor's conference. It's going to be hosted by the New Mexico Family Action Movement. It's not on the website yet, but they are in need of sponsors for this event. You can reach out to them through the website as well at nmfam.org. Jim, Jody, any final thoughts?
We need to be praying for our legislators, regardless if you agree with what they think or not. I appreciate that they serve. We got to pray for them. We got to pray that God speaks to them clearly and that they're listening.
Yes, pray for them and be ready to show them a little bit of love. On February 1st, we're starting our Adopt a Legislator.
Nice.
So for Valentine's Day, we're going to take them some goodies, some prizes, nice. And we want you to be a part of that.
All right. Thanks so much to both of you. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.